This is David.
Hey-o.
David was the second king of Israel.
Yeah.
He was a great warrior.
Oh!
He loved God with all of his heart, and he prayed to God often. David loved God so much that he wanted to give him a special house to live in.
Yeah, that's it.
But God told David that it wasn't his plan for David to build this house. Even so, David thanked God for all he had done for him. He praised God for the great God that he is. David wrote many psalms, which are prayers and songs to God that are in the Bible. In many of his psalms, David began by thanking and praising God. He thanked God for answering his prayers and giving him victory over his enemies. He thanked God for guiding him and showing him the right path to take. David thanked God for always being with him. Even when David was an old man, he thanked God in front of all the people of Israel for all that he had done. He said to the people, "Give praise to the Lord your God." David talked to God his whole life, and this is one reason why God said, "I have found a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to."
I wonder if you know what we call David's songs that he was writing, his songs and prayers. Psalms, that's right, thank you. I'm glad somebody behind me was awake. I thought the little people might have known. Psalms, and of course we've already read Psalm 23 together. But I'd like you to think about Psalm 23. And see if you can find the sweet peas that are in it. Do you like sweet peas? Okay. Let's look at the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. Now there's a 10-letter word that starts with P. The Lord is my shepherd. No. What the Lord is my shepherd. There's one word that describes all that. What about possession? He's mine. Belongs to me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What does God do? It starts with a P. It's a sweet P. Provides. The word I had was provision, but it means the same thing, provides. He makes me lie down in green pastures. A word that starts with P, and it's not provide, and it's not possession. No, not pastures. Position. Position. He positions me where I should be. He takes me to the right place. He leads me beside still waters. So first you're in the pasture, then you go over to the water. Starts with a P. Not many English students here today, are there? Progress. Progress. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Who is God talking about? He's talking about us. Personal. It's personal. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Another P, another sweet P. No. Purpose. Purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. This is big one. No, not protection, but that's a good one. This I thought was a little bit slightly off centre, but it's parting. In our time, we often have to part with people, and that's when we're in the valley of the shadow of death. We have to part and give up people. So God is with us at that time. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You know God's there, ready to knock away any of your enemies. Protection. Somebody said it before.
Protection.
Protection. Protection, thank you. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Think about the table, all the goodies.
Pastry.
What about PL? Plenty. Plenty. You anoint my head with oil. One of the stories we're going to hear a bit later on is David
Samuel being anointed by David, and Samuel poured the oil. So poured. My cup runneth over.
Plenty.
No, not plenty. It's a lot longer than
that.
No. No, we've had provision. Prosperity. Prosperity. We've got all that we need and more. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Promise,
and that's an important one. So here are our sweet peas. Possession, provision, position, progress, personal, purpose, parting, protection, plenty, poor, prosperity, and promise. And I just realised I didn't learn them in the right order, but that's beside the point. Okay, our next song, if the musicians would like to get their instruments again, and if you've just come in, there's plenty of instruments around.
Israel's first king was named Saul. King Saul did not obey God. So God said to Samuel, the prophet, "Find a man named Jesse. One of his sons will be the new king." Samuel found Jesse in Bethlehem. He looked at seven of Jesse's sons. They looked handsome and strong. "Not them," God said. "I don't care about looks. I care about what's in a person's heart." Jesse sent for his youngest son, David, who is tending sheep in the fields. Samuel saw him, and God said, "He is the one." So David was anointed the new king. Sometime later, Israel fought the Philistines. A giant Philistine soldier called Goliath challenged the Israelites to send a champion to fight him. But the Israelites were all too afraid.
No!
David brought food to his brothers in the army. He heard Goliath's challenge and was not afraid. "How dare he defy God's army?" asked David. "I will fight him." Surprised, King Saul offered David his armor. "No," said David. "God help me kill wild beasts. He will help me against Goliath too." David took 5 stones and a sling.
"Am I a dog?" Goliath roared. "You send this stick of a boy to fight me."
"You have a spear," said David, "but I have the help of Israel's God." David put a stone into the sling and threw it. It struck Goliath's forehead and knocked him down. The Israelites defeated the Philistines. With God's help, David was a hero.
What were those funny little movements that David was doing at the end?
Winding his arms around. Harry? Oh, I don't think he was cheering for himself. What do you think he was doing, right? Celebrating, but saying, "Glory goes to God. It's God that's done it. God is very good." But we have to remember, David was the little boy who listened to God and he picked up the slingshot and he picked up the stones and he shot with the sling. But do you think a little boy could come up against a big giant like that? I think he needed a bit of help, don't you? And where did the help come from? God, of course. We've got an activity called David's Bag of 5 Stones. Now everybody's going to participate. Everybody's going to get a bag. And on the bag it says, "The battle belongs to the Lord." Just take one and pass it around because everybody needs one. "The battle belongs to the Lord." This is to remind us that it only happened with God's help. Now, I had some people who volunteered to be helpers. Where are my helpers? If you can't open the bag of marshmallows yourself, then we have scissors here. We have to have 10 of these because we've got 10 helpers. Now we've picked some helpers. Thank you. Thank you. Have we got 10? Now these people are going to find a spot around the room where it's got one of the 10 commandments on the piece of paper. Right. If they haven't got them, that's all right, just put them down. They've all got one. Now, these people are standing near one of the commandments. I hope they can work it out for themselves. Jill's standing up. Jill, come and be a helper, please. There, and if you tell them the right word, they'll give you a marshmallow. It goes into your goodie bag, but you stop at 5 because 5 is all we need. If there are marshmallows over, you'll put them out at morning tea time. So, okay, off you go around. Find your 5 stones.
slain. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, but fine little stones he took. Only a boy named David, only a little slain. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little prayer went up to God, and the giant came tumbling down.
David and Saul. This is David.
Hey.
David was a shepherd who lived in Israel. David was chosen by God to be the next king of Israel when he was just a boy. But David had to wait a very long time until that promise would come true because there was another king of Israel named Saul. Saul was strong and tall and looked like everything a king should be. But Saul did not follow God like he was supposed to. And for that reason, God chose to take the kingdom from Saul's family and give it to David's. David became a great warrior. And everyone in the kingdom loved David. This made Saul jealous, and Saul hated David because he thought he would try to kill him and take the throne from his family. So Saul wanted to kill David.
Whoa!
Saul hunted David, but he couldn't catch him. One day, Saul heard that David was in the wilderness of En-Gedi. So Saul gathered 3,000 of his skilled fighters and went to find and kill David. During Saul's search for David, he went in a cave to relieve himself. Well, this very cave was the one where David and his men were hiding. And when David's men saw that Saul was unaware that David was there and unable to defend himself, they said, "Now's your chance, David. This is God telling you that he will give you your enemy to do with as you wish." So David crept forward and cut off a piece of Saul's robe. But then David began to think that it was not right for him to take Saul's life. For no matter how much hardship and difficulty Saul had caused him, it was still not right for him to hurt the one who God had placed over Israel. So David told his men to back off, and he did not let them kill King Saul. They waited until after Saul had left the cave. And then David ran out of the cave and shouted after Saul, "My king, why do you listen to people who say I am trying to harm you? Look, I cut it off, but I didn't kill you. This proves that I am not trying to harm you and that I have not sinned against you, even though you've been hunting me." David went on to promise that he would never harm Saul. David said that God would be the one to protect David and to rescue him from Saul's power. Saul said, "Is that really you, David?" And he began to cry. Saul said, You are a better man than I. You have been amazingly kind to me today, for when God put me in a place where you could have killed me, you didn't do it. Who else would have done this? And now I realize that you are surely going to be king, and the kingdom of Israel will flourish under your rule. But promise me that when that happens, you will not kill my family. So David promised that he would not hurt Saul's family, and they left each other in peace. Now Saul continued to cause difficulty in David's life. But David kept his promise, and in time, David did become king of Israel. David was dearly loved by God, and Israel did flourish under his rule because David did everything that God wanted him to do, and he was a man after God's own heart.
Something that you can't manage without God's help.
When we're finished, we're going to stick them onto Goliath over there, because they're our giants and we need God's help with them. It's almost like a prayer. It's a bit like saying, God, help me with this big problem of mine. So we're going to do that and stick them on. When you've got your pen and paper and you're ready, or you might even have your own pen, it doesn't matter whose pen you use. We'll do that, then you can come up and get some sticky tape and we'll stick them straight onto Goliath.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we, your family here at HTK, welcome you to this, our home, which you so wondrously created and provided for us. How blessed are we that you are with us today as we gather in fellowship and friendship to give you praise and to worship you. We thank you for the beauty of this land of ours and yours. The diversity of your imagination reflected in the diversity of your creation. We are in awe of your hand in everything we see around us, as well as everything we do. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the world. There are so many fears we live through, because sometimes from our own sins, but also from the sins of others. We pray for peace and safety in our world. Dad, we pray for leaders of all countries, of all states and communities within those countries, that they will seek good counsel, work honestly, and strive to look after all the people they are given the responsibility to care for. Lord, in your mercy. Dad, you know that we all have some things that scare us and make us uncomfortable. Thank you for always being with us, walking beside us. Unfortunately, we can at times forget your presence. Dad, remind us that the reason you walk with us is to keep us safe from harm. Sometimes we also forget that just knowing you are with us can be all the reassurance we need. Make us more like David the shepherd boy, who knew the greatest challenges can be overcome when we put our trust and our faith in you and you alone. So, Dad, today we bring you our worries, our fears, and our concerns. We pray that you will give us the strength and courage, not just physical, but maybe also emotional and spiritual strength and courage to get through the issues we find ourselves confronted with each day. Lord, in your mercy. Thanks for who you are to us and for us. Thanks for walking with us. Thanks for listening to our prayer for fears. Thanks for knowing when we need you. Thanks for walking beside us and encouraging us, that hand on our shoulder. Dad, as we head into another week, keep us strong and courageous against the sins of the world that are set to test us. Remind us that our fears, our Goliaths, are able to be conquered by faith in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Son, your Saviour. Our Saviour, your Son, who taught us all to pray.
Our Father, in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
God of great creation, through your goodness we have our gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
We thank you, gracious God, for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, shed his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread. He gave it to his friends and said, take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, this is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. Fill us with your spirit, that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread.
Amen.
So we have the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament, the body and blood of Christ, and remember that he died for us, and feed on him now by faith and thanksgiving.
Harriet.
We would finish this contemporary service with the words of the grace, and so in many ways we were bookending our worship this morning with the words of the grace. So,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
And all the people said,
Amen.
Now, before you all rush back to your places, I had this brilliant idea during the night as to the fact that we're in a big circle and we're about to sing a song that's about the world as a big circle. And I thought, if I asked every second person to turn and face that way, and every other second person to turn and face that way, the people that are facing that way, as we're singing the song, they could walk that way, and the people that are facing that way could walk that way. And then I thought, no, let's just sing it anyway.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Going to say the final bits. Can I?
All right, now, Harriet.
Go in peace to the Lord, to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.